When Kristen Dexter ran for assembly last year, she was in a hotly contested district in the Chippewa Valley. Although she had not even been elected yet, opposition ads claimed she had voted for health insurance for illegal immigrants.
My campaign quickly became about issues that I had nothing to do with, votes that I hadn't taken, and opinions that weren't mine.
Interest groups say rules on issue ads 60 days before an election would restrict free speech. For this reason, groups as diverse as Wisconsin Right to Life and the Sierra Club have opposed campaign disclosure rules. But Jay Heck from Common Cause Wisconsin notes the U.S. Supreme Court has said it's okay to make public the names of those who pay for what critics call phony issue ads.
Don't be intimidated by attorneys of special interest groups who will tell you that this will not only be challenged but overthrown in the courts. We've heard that many times before. It hasn't happened.
Aside from legal challenges, this bill and one providing public financing for state Supreme Court races face another hurdle, Wisconsin's huge deficit. In North Carolina, attorneys there are charged $50, which goes to fund Supreme Court elections. The Wisconsin bar has not addressed that option, but all of the state Supreme Court justices have indicated they favor public financing. It's up to legislators to figure out if it should be done and how to pay for it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.